We're improving every week, so that's all we can ask for, to come out and improve. Got some things on the field, but that's what practice is for, so hopefully we can keep improving.
What has surprised you about what you guys are doing right now?
Nothing surprised us. The way we practice, the way we handle ourselves in this locker room and meetings, nothing really surprised us in what we're doing.
We thought the Browns secondary from what you've seen on film.
They got some young talent over there. Jabril Peppers, obviously they drafted him. He's talented. They got some veterans in McCourty that can make plays. So, you just have to go out and play every play hard with those guys.
Your work, your first four plus years
in the NFL speaks for itself. But with the way that Deshaun is playing, do you feel like it's giving you the opportunity to really challenge yourself and test yourself just how good you can be?
You have to thank OB and Sean for calling the plays and the players execute. So just them giving us the chance to go out and do the things that we've done so far.
How much fun are you having right now playing with Deshaun and the way this offense is moving?
A lot of fun. The points we put up are obviously something that we haven't done here in a long time, franchise record and stuff like that. But still, at the end of the day, all that matters is wins.
After you talk about how in practice you guys go hard, obviously on that last drive of the game you didn't quit, even though you probably weren't going to win the game. Do you feel like a culture has kind of switched? Like you guys, like something that Coach O'Brien has taught to you and pressed on you guys that we're not going to quit, we're not going to stop?
Of course, that's the way we practice. We go hard no matter what the scenario is. That's just our mindset. We're going to go out and work on something. Even like you said, if we're down and we know it's 0 points on the board, we're still going to go out and see if we can improve on something.